It's the return of the Three Juventinos podcast show. I'm your host, Ricardo Santamaggio, and this is show 66. So, in saying that, tonight's show will be a call-in show with Mark Fiorenti coming in on the phone. And I just want to have a special celebration to Juventino Anthony, who has a third child, and it's a boy, and his name is Phoenix, and congratulations to him and Jessica, his wife. Before you know it, we'll have five-a-side indoor soccer team, I reckon, the way it's going. But congratulations to Anthony and Jessica on their third boy, child, and his name is Phoenix. So he's got Axel, Maverick, now Phoenix. So pretty awesome name, and all the best to Juventino Anthony and his wife Jessica. And he said that in the next few weeks he might just pop in, say hello to our loyal listeners. And yeah, so all the best to you guys. And mate, I tell you what, it's been a lot happening in the world of Juventus. It never ever ceases to amaze our club, and especially the decisions that's been made in the last few years regarding management, and you know, sacking Sarri, and you know, Pirlo, and you know, going second time round with Max Allegri, and yeah, I think a lot of us supporters are pretty dumbfounded. But look, I'll get Juventino Mark on the line so we can really dive into this and talk about it, because there's so much to talk about, and especially the results that's been happening in the last few weeks as well, which hasn't gone our way. And yeah, so let's see if he's going to answer. Pronto? Pronto. Let's go. What's going on, mate?
How are you, Ricardo? Explains my state of mind at the moment. That song, great song, by the way. We're here to talk the Doors and 60s, 70s rock music, aren't we, for the next 30
Oh, do you want to do the week in rock or the month in rock or the last 10 years in rock? Because, mate, what has been going on to our team, mate? Since the Empoli game, it's just gone all downhill, mate. So
the February flop continues.
I thought it was the January. Now it's become February. Yeah, so
was good. We had some very strong positive results in the Coppa Italia.
Yeah.
Yield burst onto the scene. I don't think we dropped any points in January. It was really quite positive. We saw the squad depth. The only query or concern was, why weren't we seeing this earlier when we were playing Crotto Mulzo 1-0? Why weren't we seeing more of the 6-0, 6-1 drubbings, 4-0 that we're seeing in Coppa Italia? We saw a bit of that in the Serie A. I think we beat Sassuolo 3-0, but that is a distant memory. And I tell you what's not distant, the gap between us in second, thanks to Monza.
Yeah.
We sit in second, and Bologna in fifth. It's only 9 points.
Jeez, I tell you what, Bologna is really looking good. They are looking like a team.
I was going to say, we might as well talk about it now. If we look at our last four results, we've got 2 points out of a possible 12. We drew 1-1 with Empoli.
Yep.
Lost, of course, to Inter 1-0, yep. Which is, that was almost not unexpected. But then the last two results, losing 1-0 at home to Udine,
yep.
Drawing a couple of days ago against Hellas-Verona 2-2. Then if you look across or down the peninsula to Bologna,
yeah.
My word, they haven't lost a game since the 15th of January against Cagliari 2-1.
Yep.
They drew 2-2 against Milan at the San Siro, smashed Sassuolo 4-2, smashed Lecce 4-0, beat Fiorentina 2-0, and beat Lazio at the San Siro 2-1. You know, this time last month, they were give or take 15 points more behind us.
Yeah.
They've just put opponents away whilst we're struggling. Now, if this form continues for them and our bad form continues, they could actually, in the next as little as mid-March, surpass us on the ladder. Let's not forget that teams like Roma, who've got the new coach bounce in Daniele De Rossi, they're on form too. We yet to play them. They're on 41. Sure, they're a bit behind, but they were 17, 18 points behind not that long ago. Napoli's just sacked their coach, Mazzarri. They'll hopefully, for their supporters, get the new coach bounce as well. Let's not forget we play them in less than 2 weeks. I'm worried, and that's why I started the segment. Well, I didn't talk. I just relied on the great late Jim Morrison.
Yep. I think we've fallen off the perch. Have we fallen off the perch, mate? I think mentally, it doesn't look too good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
The cynic in me is kind of thinking, are the players, there's been talk recently of Allegri maybe extending, and the cynic in me is thinking, are they, they're hearing these rumours of extension of a contract, contract extension.
Which is crazy.
Are they starting to somewhat cynically drop points and games and lower the motivation because they're thinking, shit, we can't have another year of this, another season. So there may be, that could be slightly optimistic on my part, but are they dropping games, points, or have we just lost our mojo?
Or is it all Max's fault? Because you just went through the last 4 weeks. Empoli game, he plays Milik. Starts him.
Yep.
Big no-no. Yep.
And that backfired after 18 minutes, of course.
Yeah, because prior to that, the Yildiz was on fire, really consistent. Even though it was one or two games, he didn't score, but he still had good games. Inter game, well, you could say, okay, Inter, they are playing better. They have got a great midfield.
Yeah.
And go on to Udinese at home. That is a massive disappointment.
Huge.
And then the 2-2 draw, which I guess Verona, that's sitting down the bottom. They're fighting for relegation. I mean, that is a huge disappointment. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, Max's press conferences have become like Pinocchio on steroids at certain times. But no, honest truth is, I really am worried and scared that, you know, this could be in their heads and they are, you know, not performing and maybe this could get worse.
Oh, that's the scary thing. And the problem is Milan up until...
Lucky, mate.
You know, 24 hours ago,
were
on form. They were, they just had a bad day against Monza, but that was a blip. And Atalanta and Bologna, especially Bologna, are tearing it apart. Atalanta's got a game in hand. So
that's right.
It's currently on 45 points. Sure, it's against Inter.
Mm.
But Inter might start to take the foot off the gas and prioritise Champions League because, when we did our last podcast, we said the Scudetto was pretty much over.
Yep.
But since then, we dropped points against Udine and Verona. They kept on winning. So they might start to take the foot off the gas, prioritise the Champions League. They might drop the game against Atalanta for all we know.
Yeah.
And that means Atalanta would be breathing down Milan's neck, breathing down our neck, and we could slip all the way to fourth. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if we finish second, third, or fourth.
Yeah.
I'm obviously extremely concerned and disappointed if we come fifth because it's another year without Champions League football. What then happens to the likes of Gutierrez, Vlahovic, even Yildiz, Bremer. And surely you've got to sack Allegri, but that means it's yet another year in transition with a new coach. I just won't tolerate, especially in a season where we're playing once every 7 days.
That's right.
A fifth place finish. That is just woeful.
That's an X for me. That's a no-no. We should be competing for the Scudetto, knowing that's only one game a week, yeah?
Absolutely. Anthony and I said it. You were a little bit more pessimistic, but you never said that we... You always said top four was
the priority.
Achievable,
yeah.
And not out of reach.
Yeah.
Anthony and I were a little bit bullish, and we expected the team to be competing for the Scudetto, and we only managed to do that for the first half of the season.
Yeah.
Which is, again, not good enough. We should have been there neck and neck with Inter. Sure, I'll accept that we dropped the points 2 weeks ago against them, but we should have done better when we played them against at home. It shouldn't have been a one-all. We should have won that game.
Yeah.
Max, again, was far too defensive then. And it's those 1%ers.
Yep. That's totally right. Yeah, and...
Just in the last 2 weeks, we've been awful.
No, we've been pretty awful. And in saying that, Mark, we'll get straight into the dissect the game against Verona. So it was match day 25 or 38 away game. It was at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Australia. Verona 2, Juve 2. So they scored in the 11th and the 52nd. We scored the penalty, courtesy of Dusan Vlahovic in the 28th and Rabiot in the second half in the 55th minute. So sitting second, 54 points. AC's 2 behind. Verona sitting in 18th on 20 points. So they're fighting for relegation. Mate, shots on goal here, 14 to Verona to 18 Juve. Shots on target, 9 to 4, going their way. Possession-wise, 57 to us, 43 to them. Fouls, 8 to 10, no yellows. Offsides, 2 to Juventus, none to them. And corners, were 5 to 4. So, in saying that, what are we going to firstly start? Because, again, we are missing. And it's been missing for the last 3-4 games. We can see it. All Juve fans are the same. This is not acceptable. Mm. Not acceptable for the squad that we've got. That's what I feel.
Yeah. I think we were also papering over some cracks in October, November. I think I may have mentioned it back then. I'm a little bit worried. We win games in the, like Monza at the end. We had a couple of wins like that where we won at the very end, or winning 1-0 thanks to goals from Gutsy or Bremer's head from a set piece, not open play, and seems to be coming back to haunt us. Sure, we had that rich run in January, but geez, it's just very concerning. You know, you said 4 shots on target. I'll look at that first. That's not good enough.
No,
for a team of our caliber and a team of Verona's caliber, I mean, no disrespect, but they've got one of the worst defences in Serie A.
Yeah.
We had 4 shots on target. One was the penalty.
Yep.
The other one was the second goal we scored, which was a defensive error from Verona.
Mm.
The third chance was the 90th-odd minute chance that Chiesa had, and the fourth and final chance was the free kick Alcaraz had at the very, very end of the match. So 4 shots on target, 2 after the 90th minute, 1 a pen, 1 a defensive error. Just not good enough. I think one of the worst defenses in Serie A. The other thing is, we came from behind not once but twice here, and Chesney made 7 saves in this match. He has that's the most amount of saves he's made all seasons for Juventus. I mean, this speaks and smacks of crisis.
Yeah, well, that again, it's. I mean, I'm more frustrated at the fact is that there's a lot of people like criticising, you know, the players and saying, oh, you know, they're not doing enough for the team, doing enough for Max. But I point my finger at Max. He's the top paid manager in Serie A. You know, the buck stops with him. I mean, people can make excuses for him, but second time around, mate, it doesn't bite. Look, for me, you know, we're in the same age. We're in our 40s, and, you know, like, I can remember times when we had, you know, Lippi and then Trapattoni and then I think Zoff there for a short period of time, probably a couple others. I mean, you know, you knew that Juventus were, you know, a fourth, third place team, but, you know, this type of team in this era and for the cattle we've got on the park, that ain't acceptable, mate. And you're playing one game a week, mate. And you know, people can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, mate, he gets paid the big bucks. And it ain't working. It ain't working, mate.
Yeah. And he's got to work out a way to make these stars click, because I'm sorry, I sound like I broke a record. I said this when we did our end of season reviews.
Yep.
He's got, amongst these players, he's got Serie A's best defender not that long ago, probably still now, in Bremer. He's got Serie A's, well, until recently, best striker in Vlahovic. The man scored 33 goals in a calendar year. No one has done that, including Ronaldo.
Yep.
And I'm talking about the recent Ronaldo, not the Brazilian one, who's prolific as well.
Yep.
He's got a midfielder in Rabiot who's reached the World Cup final. He's got Chiesa, who's probably the best outfield player at Euro 2020.
Yep.
The list goes on. So he's got to do something to get these players to click. And sure, he may not have the depth that an Inter have or even a Milan have. But to that I say, you're playing every 7 days.
Yep.
You don't need an enormous amount of depth. And if all you can trot out is the same old 3-5-2 and Cortomuls or 1-0 the majority of the time, it just goes to show that you're not doing enough in the other 6 days where you've got a lot of time with these players. You know, we've seen him divert to a 4-3-3 in the last two matches. But that was when we were down.
Mm.
You know, he did it last week against Udinese, which we've been screaming out for a change in formation, a 4-3-3. He did that towards the end last week against Udinese, too little, too late. He did that on Sunday, our time, against Hellas Verona. Again, it was towards the end. But 4-3-3 doesn't work when you don't put players in their right position. What I mean by that is...
Thank you. No, hang on a minute. Thank you, Mark. I've been saying this for a number of weeks. Play the positions of the players are meant to play.
Oh!
It's driving me crazy.
It just doesn't make sense. So when he went to 4-3-3, he took off Yildiz.
Yep.
He put on Alcaraz.
Yep.
And what did he do? No, sorry. He put on Sandro, which signaled a back four. All right, Sandro played at left back. We all get a bit worried when Sandro's playing at left back.
Yep.
But he went to a back four. Who did he put at right back? McKenny. Who did he shift into midfield from right back or right wing back?
Well, I'm going to mention Cambiaso too.
He goes into midfield.
Yep.
And then later on, when Alcaraz comes on, he puts Alcaraz in the position Cambiaso was playing in.
Yes.
And she moved Cambiaso up into the front three.
Yes.
When he's got in Junior and Weya.
Thank you.
Natural wingers sitting on the bench. Sorry, your turn.
No. I'm going to say this to our listeners too. I mean, like I said, we can see it. Why does he consistently do it? What's the benefit of playing plays in not their natural position, constantly does it, and also too, I feel he doesn't have a plan B. He reverts always to the plan, which is outdated. The system doesn't work, and it's been not working since he's come back, I reckon. But the most obvious thing that I'm really frustrated him with, he said at the start of the season, I'm going to play a more attacking You know, like attacking system. He started with it, now he's reverted back to old ways. I just think, Max, sorry, mate, but it ain't working. You're getting fanned out. You're playing one game a week, and you still get fanned out, mate. So, Mark, I don't know what to say anymore because I pull my hair out. We've got plays there that I think, hang on a minute. If I was playing for Juventus, mate, I'd be very worried what this manager wants me to play, what position he wants me to play, because I'm not playing to my potential, which I can. He's putting me where he needs me. The reality of this is, it's not working. And why is another one, right? I feel, why is he on the outer? Because
I reckon
he's purposely doing this to him too. And mate, I reckon coming the end of the season, if he's still hanging around, Max, I reckon he'll be shown a door.
Yeah.
You know, we will talk about this later, but there's players now that I'm worried that will leave.
Oh, yeah, especially if we don't qualify for the Champions League football.
That's massive. It's going to be massive disappointment, mate.
Huge. And don't let the ladder fool you. Just because we're in second, that means jack shit. Sorry to be so blunt.
No, mate, it's but that's only the truth.
February, and Bologna in fifth is only 9 points behind. They were close to 20 points behind this time last month.
Yep.
They're on form. We aren't. It could be turned on its head by as early as mid-late March.
Teams don't fear us no more, Mark. The lower team, no one fears it. Mate, that's another thing too. Juventus used to have this persona like you play Juventus, you're playing the concrete truck, the bus, whatever, You know you're going to have a hard time trying to break us down. But, mate, teams can break us down now because they've worked us out. And it's predictable. Yep. That's the problem. It's too predictable.
Absolutely.
You know, like, are we going to eventually see, there's so much rumors going around now, like Bremer, this, that, I think to myself, oh my God, we've got a nucleus of players that can lead this club to the next 5 to 10 years. But it's the management. That's the worrying part. If they're thinking about, extending his contract, oh my God, why would you? Why would you do that? There's got to be better.
I'm hoping the reports I'm reading are wrong, but the other worry I've got is there's some reports suggesting that the club is saying, well, this is what we sort of expected. We weren't expecting to win the Scudetto. The priority's always been Champions League, and we're pretty happy with Max. He's achieving his objective.
No, I don't believe that. How can you say that? Like, I know how it is. We read so much crap. I mean, especially in Italy, the papers there, I mean, like I said to Della Sport, that you put that in the bottom of your birdcage because there's so much shit, pun expression, but that's the truth. The rubbish they write about Juventus. And, honest truth is this. The last few weeks has been massively disappointing overall. We shouldn't have dropped all those points. Give and take, maybe you take a draw out of one of the four games, but the rest that were winnable. Okay.
Absolutely. I'd accept a loss there.
Well, I accept a loss against Inter, but the rest of the other games, they're winnable games.
Oh, absolutely.
With what squad we've got, what they have, come on. What is going wrong here? It's Max's idea. Even Sandro, a great servant to the club. But, mate, tell me, what's Regani done wrong?
Exactly.
What's Regani done wrong? He was doing fantastic before. He's on his way out. I mean, what are you doing? You revert to old ways, mate. The guy's gone. Playing for the last 10, 15 minutes you have to. Yeah.
Firmly on his face last week when he started him against Udinese and
look what happened.
Courtesy of a little mistake. His positioning, his pace is just gone.
And it's really worrying because we've got players there that are capable of being better players if you put them in their position. And we can see the real Juventus attack. And look, it is worrying times for Juventus, and fans are starting to turn on each other as well. You know, I'm reading and seeing a lot of stuff online, mate. You know, like, I'll be honest with you, mate. If you can back Max now, I think there's something wrong with you. That's the honest truth. Because, mate, second time round with the ex-girlfriend ain't the first time, mate.
No, absolutely. Can I go off on a slight tangent? I might
go for it.
I just noticed a lot from this player, and I know there's worse players, but I've been a little bit worried about, and I'm not suggesting that he gets the Amalie Award, but apart from the goal, Rabiot didn't do much, and it wasn't the first game in the last few weeks that he hasn't done much. I'm a little bit worried about his form. I thought he'd be super motivated considering he's out of contract in June. Or is there something we don't know about?
I don't like his attitude. I don't like his attitude at the moment, mate, to be honest with you. I reckon you're right, because I said that a couple of weeks ago, one of the games at the club. I said that, you know, he's had it from last year to this year. There's a big change at the moment. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, he's underperforming. And he's like a vice, really, you think about it, at a club, yeah?
Oh, he was prolific last season. He started the season reasonably well. Not as good as last season, but he was steady.
He should be stepping up.
Came back from injury.
Yeah,
he's the leader. He's the highest paid player. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Not only at Juve, but in all of Serie A.
Yep.
He's got to really start acting and playing like the corpo grosso that he is.
I reckon he knows what's the writing on the wall. That's what I feel. He knows what's around the corner. I reckon they know. Yeah, because the rumors are Bayern and all that are into him. That's a given. Yeah. Okay, Manchester United as well, mate. Yeah, you can see what's going to happen if Max departs, he's gone.
Do
you want to give the votes and then we can get into dissecting the performances the last few weeks? I think there's a lot to talk about in plays in mention and also with management, because we'll give the ADP award and the Mari awards. So who was your best for this game, mate? Go for it.
Hard to find a really good player, but I think Tambiasso for me. He played with a lot of energy and drive. He just couldn't get the last connection to happen at times, but he was probably our best outfield player. And I sort of tipped my hat that he played not one, not two, but three positions after a game like this. I think he gets the name Kama Sutra.
Okay.
He played that many positions.
Yeah.
Vlahovic was pretty good as well. He converted a penalty, but Danilo was strong as well. Now he's out for the next 2 weeks. So he's probably going to miss the Napoli game. That's a big miss. It probably also means someone like Sandro could step back in. But it was hard to find a really excellent performer here. But Tambiasso did pretty well.
Okay. And for Yamari, who was your worst player?
Oh, God. I'm sounding like a broken record here. I just do not know why this guy continues to start.
Yep.
He had another awful match. His passes and crosses, there's the clue, were very poor. Yet again, we've got a kid who was and still is, if he can get onto the park, prolific. You saw that in glimpses last season. I'm referring to Kelling Jr.
Yeah, I agree.
But he just can't get on there. Mm. I'm talking, of course, about Phil Kostic.
Yeah. Yep.
Just another shocker.
I agree. I still do not understand how he still gets that amount of playing time. Like, this is Max's
Yeah. Yeah. You'd switch. You could definitely switch Cambiasso onto the left and put Weyer on the right. But if you don't trust Weyer, put McKennie there and put someone else, like you've got Alcaraz now.
Yep.
Put him into the midfield. But why not give Ealing Jr. a start? Keep Tambiasso on the right and start Ealing Jr. Hey, kid, let me see what you got. We're in crisis.
Yeah.
Can you try and help us turn it around? But no, this is the other thing. Max always, when he's in crisis, he gets even more and more entrenched. By that I mean he relies on the old guard even more.
Yeah.
Sandro, for instance, last week against Udinese.
Mm.
Kostic time and time again. What does Sterling Jr. have to do to get a start or even
there
get
is
onto
something,
the park?
There's something not right. No, Mark, I think there's something not right there, mate. There's something there's something between them two, because I just don't understand. He's got pace to burn, and he's capable of getting crosses in. And
absolutely.
I just don't understand this guy reverts to his old ways, and that's why I'm really hoping that we part ways. But in saying that, I'll give my ADP to – I'm going to give it to Vlahovic because, you remember, he missed a penalty here and there. He converted. So, look, I'll give it to him. Special mention to Cambiasso as well. Like, I think he's been a revelation since he's been at a club. And I only wish that Max would just leave him in his position that he's capable and being better settled in. But again, he's, you know, as we said, he reverts on putting players in other positions that really they're not supposed to be in. Now, for Amari, I'm going Kostic as well. I am over him. I'm sorry, but for his age, you know, like you would just said, Elling Jr. should be getting game time and Kostic should come off the bench. That's just on that one. So in saying that, Mark, let's hit this. Let's talk more about Juventus and what is going on, because I really think there's a lot to talk about in this segment. So I'm just going to play something, Mark, that I think needs to be played. So this was me 4 weeks ago, and ever since 4 weeks ago, every time I'm watching Juventus at the moment. So I'll play it and tell me, do you relate to this?
No.
So, insane that. That's me. That's been me for the last 4 weeks watching Juventus play. But, Mark.
Let's talk about
it.
Reaction or Jim Morrison. I think
let's talk about it.
That's where we are, it seems.
Honestly, what can we do? As supporters, we just watch him. You know, he's, like I said, highest paid manager. Can he reinvent the wheel? I don't think he can. I don't think he'll reinvent us. But what do we do for the last how many games? 10, whatever, so 12 games. How many games are left?
13 games.
13 games.
39 points up for grabs. It's still a lot.
And we're playing probably three hard teams as well. You're on the way. We've got Napoli, we've got Milan, and we've got
Bologna,
Roma.
Atalanta.
Yeah, Atalanta.
Roma.
There you go.
Lazio.
Yep.
Fiorentina always
difficult when they play us. Yeah.
Learning with Juventus. So that's half, maybe more of our games that are challenging. You know, Roma's on form, Bologna's on form, Lazio, well, there he is. Fiorentina always fires up. Milan won't be easy. Oh.
So, I mean,
a lot of those games are away from home.
So what do you reckon? Where do we? What does he do? Like, even with Yildiz as well, Chiesa. I mean, Chiesa's like had his injury here and to like here and there, and he's come back into the team. But why can't he play the three up front? You know, Vlahovic, Yildiz, Chiesa. Do you think he reverts to this method sooner rather than later? We give it a crack, or is he just going to stick to this three back at the back and then, bits and pieces here and there? Like, I don't know what you can call it, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
So I'll tell you what I'd like to see.
Yeah, go for it.
And then I'll tell you what I think we'll see. And they're very different. Very different. That I'd like to see. I'd like to see, I'm thinking blunt. I want to see Allegri sacked. as early as tomorrow based on the last 4 weeks. My God, if Bayern Munich, who are second in the Bundesliga, can Thomas Tuchel, I think it's just a matter of days before he gets sacked. They did it also this time last year, you might recall, with Nagelsmann. They had, I think, two or three losses, and they sacked Nagelsmann when they were still top of the ladder. We always go on about Bayern Munich being our benchmark, and we look up to them and so on. Why don't we take a leaf out of their book and say, hey, you sacked a coach who has only lost two or three matches. Don't quote me. It was only two or three this time last year because they weren't doing well in the Champions League. Bayern Munich's about to, I think, sack Thomas Tuchel. They're second. They're still going to qualify for the Champions League. They probably won't be first, right? But they'll probably still get through last year. Why don't we? Why don't we say, oh, gee, we're in a real crisis now. We don't trust Max anymore. He's only got a year and a half, a year and a bit on his contract. It's not the sort of money we're looking to pay out in terms of what we were looking at only 6-7 months ago at the beginning of the season. And also actually be worried about a Bayern Munich about to sack their coach. And also coming in June worried that Barca's going to need a new coach. Sarri, of course, has resigned. Liverpool's going to need a new coach. Klopp has stepped aside. So don't we then say, well, there's going to be a bit of a merry-go-round. Xabi Alonso, he's probably going to go to, oh, Carlo Ancelotti. He's out of contract. He might leave Real Madrid for Brazil.
Yeah, he's doing a Brazilian national team, I think,
Should we be looking at this saying, gee, there's some, going to be some high-profile clubs or managers leaving some high-profile clubs? We don't want to be scraping the barrel because no disrespect, Xabi Alonso, if he's got a pick of Real Madrid, Liverpool or Juventus, he's got no ties to Juventus. And he's also going to look at the other two clubs who he's played for and he's going to say, oh, which of those two, not three?
Yeah.
Klopp, he probably wants a Germany job. He's not going to go. Ancelotti, he's Brazil. Probably going to go to Brazil. So, Bayern's going to about to sack their coach. Chelsea might sack Pochettino as well soon. Yeah. Well, this sort of thing in the corner. But there's only so many coaches that can go around, really good ones, right? So don't you sack or look at sacking Allegri now or at minimum doing two things. One, going back to Zidane, he's not an ex-girlfriend, he's a former player though, saying, hey, what's it going to take? Can you step in now? Your goal is pretty simple between now and the end of the season.
That's right.
Secure that top four. We don't care if you come second or fourth, so long as it's top four. And use the next 3 months as your transition phase to secure top four, but to see who stays, who goes come June.
Yep.
And he hits the ground running come next season. Or if you don't want to, for some reason, look at Zidane, or Zidane doesn't want to look at us because he's maybe thinking I'll go to one of those other clubs. Do you, God forbid, look at a Conte? You've got to say Conte's a better option than Allegri at the moment. Or do you whisper into Thiago Mottesi, who's doing excellently at Bologna, hey, is there any chance of you switching sides now and getting him across now? I think that's probably a long shot. But why can't we look at a Zidane now, maybe even a Conte?
I think Motta needs to be spoken about at the moment. He's actually doing phenomenal things at Bologna.
He's doing a phenomenal job.
I reckon if he gets them into Champions League position, mate, you know what? You're going to have to look at him. You've got to have a look at him. You have to.
Absolutely. Or Gasperini.
Yeah, but Gasperini.
What are the chances, though, of getting any of those guys. Well, not Zidane.
Zidane's going to come down to money and how much they're willing to spend. Now, in saying that, Mark, have a look at this, right? I wrote a bit of a list here, right? You've got Huijsen. Okay. Roma are wanting a negotiation with him at the moment, okay? Look, he's valued around 30. Bonaccetta, his price is 25 to 30 max, okay?
Yes.
Sule, well, if he doesn't sign an extension, if he doesn't sign an extension, we get nothing, yeah? So they're trying to hook him up for an extension. They said, you're coming back. That's what I'll do. So three players, and then you've got the couple of other next-gen which are ready to play, you know, game time, okay? But between those players, there's 100 mil. Probably 100 mil, a bit more.
You want to sell them, though?
Well, this is the thing. Who are they going to sell? Because we've got some dead wood still. Moisey Keane. Waste the money, waste the time. Okay?
You won't get anything for
it. Sandro's finished. Now, I'm a little bit concerned because DeCilio's back. What's going to stop him playing DeCilio now? This is another thing. So you
another injury.
That's it. But that's another one. We know about Progba. That's pretty much dead and gone. I don't know how he can revoke or whatever's going to happen because that ain't going to happen. Especially in the courts in Italy as well. Take forever.
Yeah.
And then you got players like Rabiot is on a year-to-year contract, which at the moment looks like an exit.
Yeah.
I mean, Chiesa is due for his renewal if he wants to stay, or they're going to part ways. I mean, what are we looking at for the future here? Are we going to be selling players? Is Vlahovic going to be leaving? I mean, what's going on? Yildiz?
Huge issues if we don't qualify for top four, but I don't want to add salt to the wound or sound even more morbid, but I said I'll talk about what I'd like to see, but what I think will happen. I hope I'm wrong, but this is what we're going to see happen, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see Max continue on. We'll see a 3-5-2 continue on.
Yeah.
We might see Alcaraz slowly integrated the first team.
Yep.
I saw some positive glimpses, especially.
He looks solid. He looks solid, and I think he should be allowed to play his natural position as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we might see that. But apart from that, we might maybe see Kostic drop and a switching of the flank. You know, Kamiyas will come across and Weah go to the right.
Yeah.
Or maybe, God forbid, Ealing Jr. starting to get more minutes. But what I'm trying to say, Ricardo, is I think, and again, I'll repeat, I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're just going to see much of the same old, and we'll just scrape some 1-0 wins here and there and hopefully remain in the top four by the skin of our teeth, maybe even top three because Atalanta is a little bit behind.
Mm.
But I think we'll be top of the second spot. But I'm no longer anywhere near as bullish as I was only 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, we were talking about Serie A, outside chance. That's gone. Second is probably a matter of a week or two away before we drop that.
Yeah.
My real worry actually is top four. And how the tables have turned because, 3 weeks ago, before the Inter match, we were top of the ladder, albeit because they still had
a game in hand.
But we were going neck and neck, and we went into that match. It was pretty much a title decider, and since then, it started before then, with one all draw. My oh my, how the table turned.
Mark, let's get into your segment of the podcast. It's Mark's Question Without Notice. Great song.
Wow, great song. I'm going to, in fact, and give you, I can give you two questions.
Go for it.
I've been really morbid and negative. I want to just change it up a little and hit you with a real question out of left field. It's not anything related. I obviously let Jim Morrison do the talking for me at the start of the segment.
Same day, same birthday as mine, Mark. Same birthday, 8th of December,
well,
mate.
Wow, you've got...
There you go, mate.
You've managed to outlive him by about 20 or so years, hopefully.
Get on the hoochie, baby. Get on the hoochie. Get on the mashies, you know. Like, the doorstop, mate. Rock and roll.
Well, the great Jim Morrison is part of the inappropriately named 27 Club.
Yeah.
Can you, Ricardo, I know you're a big fan of music, can you name five members of the 27 Club? I've obviously already given this one, Jimmy Morrison. Can you try and name four more for me?
27 Club. Kurt Cobain?
Yes. Good one.
I think Jimi Hendrix was another, yeah?
He certainly was. Well done. Three down, two to go.
Amy Winehouse, I think.
There you go.
You know why?
Because a couple of females in there.
Yeah,
Amy is one of them.
Can I mention one more? I reckon. If I could be wrong here, but wasn't it one of the members of the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
I can't remember the guy's name. Yes. And Wild Horses was actually the song dedicated for that guy, yeah? If I remember.
Too. I wasn't bullshitting when I said you love your music.
Oh, mate.
I can give you the first name, if you like, if that helps.
Yeah, go
for it. Or I can give you another clue and say Amy is one of two very known well women in the 27 Club. You mentioned Amy, there is another female.
Yep.
Or I can give you the guitarist of the Rolling Stones. His first name is Brian.
Jones.
Well,
Brian Jones.
You've got to find out at five. Do you want to get the bonus double point score and go for the sixth? I'm giving you the clue. And
go for
it. Another well-known female in there. She's a lot older, or she passed or entered the club many, many years before Amy Winehouse did, but she was a female, was a singer. Initials J.
Was she a member of the Carpenters?
Oh, that much I don't know. Oh, no, I thought this female artist was a folk singer and a solo singer.
Oh.
Initials JJ.
I think it's something Janice or something like that. I can't remember.
Well done.
What was the last name? But yeah. I know which.
Janice Joplin.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
No, because
I... your prize. Guess what your prize is.
What is it, mate?
I've even got a prize for you, Ricardo.
What do you got?
A phenomenal effort.
Panettone?
For the next 3 months, you get an unlimited Juventus sufferers supporters kit. Because you're going to need that kit to get through the next 3 months.
Mark.
You will be suffering.
like I said to you, buddy, you know as much as I do, mate, Juventus puts you through pain, don't they? Like I said to you, mate, this has been me the last 4 weeks. I'll replay it. You ready? And then when Max leaves the ground. I'll tell you what, mate. It is painful. It is very painful, mate. Now, in saying that, it's been a couple of weeks. Get this rant going, mate.
Crewmate.
Oh, yeah. Mate, it's... Yeah, Mick Master's done some solo stuff, so check it out on YouTube, mate. He's actually doing pretty well. So, very sad, mate. He won the court case. Yeah, very sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, got to get it out. It's the time of the week. It's Ricardo's rant. Now, This goes to the owners and management of Juventus, call it what you will, especially Giuntoli. I mean, the guy's doing really well at the moment. Hearing that they want to extend Max's contract to 27. But you guys do that, and you're going to put this club back 5 to 10 years at least. Don't do it. Don't do it. It has to be done. Part ways. Thank you for your service. Second time around with your ex-girlfriend, it's not the same. And I will say this. Conti, don't do it. At the time, it was fantastic. We probably needed it. Not now. You know, and we know how he trains his players to the ground, and I just don't think it'll be a good thing for Juventus. The second part to this rant, got to get rid of Keane. Got to get rid of the Deadwood. Just part ways. You know, the money and that. And then, if I'm right, Artur could come back as well. If I'm right on that.
Yeah.
So, we got still money that's going, and it's dead money and it's dead wood. But, yeah, look, I'm worried Kostic, Weah might have to go. I think it might be, you know, if Max stays. And like I said, Keane, Sandro, DiCiulio, Pogba, finished. But look, in saying my rant... there's a lot of dead wood. And look, to end my rant... Please, Juventus, enough's enough. Since you've changed the label, like the logo and everything, things haven't gone your way. I know COVID hit when Ronaldo was there, but guys, come on. This nucleus of players can lead us to the next 5 to 10 years. We just need the right coach, and that's my rant.
Yeah, very well.
That's honest truth, mate. I mean, what can I say more? Because you look at it for what it is, you know. I listen to people on these podcasts and YouTube shows, and you know they're going, "Oh, you know, hashtag Allegri out, Times Square should have been done," and all this. Like one, I know I put it through the group chat, and one of the members go, "No, it's not true. It actually is true. Someone paid for that."
I know.
So
someone paid for hashtag Allegri out.
Yeah.
In Times Square.
And then the North American club put up Forza Juve, you know, Allegri, da-da-da. Look, you got to see, take the rose-coloured glasses off and look at what it is. It's not pretty not pretty football, mate. I'm so sick and tired of watching the same shit, pardon the expression. Things have to change. And I really believe... Giuntoli's been a really good thing to get at the club because he looks at younger players, and I was looking at some other players. I think one Dutch player he's looking at, a couple of other players for the future. But that's all good. But it's what we got now going forward. And I'm worried that we would have players leave.
Yeah, especially if we don't qualify for Champions League.
I mean, that's going to hit us hard. And then, mind you, there's that World Club Cup in 25, you know, and...
Yeah.
You want to be in Champions League. You want to show good face at this tournament coming up. And also, too, Jeep's dropping off. What major sponsor will come on? You know, you're going to hit Champions League. You've got an up-and-coming future star in Yildiz and, you know, a couple of other players there. Hoisin Sauce. We call them Hoisin Sauce. But, you know, there's players there that you can work with that could become superstars. So potentially we've got a very... exciting future, but it's the manager. What do you reckon?
Well, I found out earlier this evening that the I'm going to be somewhat cynical, try to be funny here as well. Leonardo Gattuso got sacked by Marseille.
Yep.
He had an awful run with him. You throw him the keys for the next 3 months and say, "Hey, big cat, what can you do?"
Do you know what?
His post, there'll be two things. There'll be a lot of passion, and his post-match interviews will be very entertaining. Just look at the ones he did when he was coach of Paok in Greece. I think it was Paok.
Was it Malaga?
He was that fired up. He finished it off in English and dropped a few S-bombs.
Nah. That's one of the best rants of all time from a manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've even got my Greek mate.
What I'm talking about, Winston.
Yeah, get on YouTube and check it out. It's one of the best rants of all time. But I bump into my Greek mates here in Melbourne and Oakley, where there's a big community of Greeks there, and they always talk about that as one of the best rants of all time. You know, with a Greek.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, people just replay just for the. This is amazing. It is amazing. But you know what? That's not crazy to think about that. But I don't know. Look, who else can step in for the rest of the season? I think Fosinone has to be a win, because if it's a draw, I don't think they'll continue with him. That's what I feel. Something will happen.
Oh, are you really that optimistic? I'm saying optimistic.
No, I just think that it would just really end it all. And he would have to part. I think he will part. You know, there's rumours about Roma. Roma, he likes Rome now. Like, there was a story, and I'm thinking, but they've got De Rossi, man. De Rossi's not going to go nowhere. He's going to build the
team. De Rossi's a club legend. He's doing pretty well, mate. As a manager. I'm sure he's only a month in, but they've got the new coach found, courtesy of him, and who knows where, if and how long he'll continue for.
That's right. That's another one of those stories that, you know, people just need to sell papers because it's Juventus. But no, in saying that, look, where do we go from here? Because we're playing Frosinone at home, and this could go anyway, really. I don't know what to say. I mean, match day 26 at home. Players. Yeah.
Juventus players with Frosinone, all of them, maybe with the exception of Taylor George, but he's had a horrific couple of years.
Give him full credit. I mean, Kyle George has actually been not too bad when he's had game time.
He hasn't been too bad.
Bonaccetta is one that needs to come back and actually given an opportunity to show what he's learned. Soler's shown what he's capable of. He's a very creative forward, but he needs to have the right coaching around him.
Yep.
So we've got a lot of those younger players at other clubs that are doing pretty well at the moment, but that's going to be huge next couple of months, really, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Oh, squeaky bum time, as the late great Sir Alex Ferguson said. I see a lot of squeaky bum time in the next 13 match days or 3 months as a Juventus supporter.
No, you're 100% right, but...
Your sufferer's kit, courtesy of the 27th club answer. You've got your sufferer's kit, so you'll be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I should have kicked the bucket at 27, but nah, it didn't work out that way, mate. But Mark, I told our listeners that Juventino Anthony has had another baby boy into the family named Phoenix. Great names of kids. He's got Axel after Axel Rose and Mav after Maverick, Top Gun, and now Phoenix, with the old Joaquin Phoenix. And, sooner or later we have five-a-side soccer team, the way he's going. Popping out boys. But
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Huge congratulations to Anthony and
Jessica,
his wife and their young family, and his wife Jessica. He usually has a segment called Anthony's Advice. I can try and step in for him and give him some advice, having two young kids of my own. For the children, give them Finergan, and for yourself, have caffeine, and you should be able to get through the next year. But just go easy on the Finergan.
That's it. That was Marco's part two to Anthony's advice of the week. Mark, any final comments before the podcast ends? Anything you want to tell our listeners?
Just get that guy screaming again. That pretty much sums up my state of mind.
So, Mark, where can you catch us? Our platforms? Do you remember?
Let me try. iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Spotify.
Yep.
Anchor.
Yep. Apple?
Podbean.
Apple? Podbean?
What else have
Google, I got? Google Podcasts, Instagram, Google Podcast. Twitter, which is X now, the Facebook pages, which ones are they?
YuventusClub.melbourneGigiBuffon.
Yep.
And three Juventinos.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. So, in saying that, until next podcast, you have been listening to the three Juventinos.